Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Acts 4, 5 to 22. Acts chapter 4, the verses 5 to 22. The next day the rulers, the elders and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas the high priest was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and others of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin and then conferred together. What are we going to do with these men? They asked. Everyone living in Jerusalem knows they have performed a notable sign, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in his name. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, Which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. After further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them, because all the people were praising God for what had happened, for the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. My theme for reflection is courageous witness in a fearful world. Courageous witness in a fearful world. There is something really interesting about how human beings react when caught doing something unexpectedly good. A child quietly cleans the kitchen, and the parents immediately become suspicious. A politician answers a question directly, and the nation prepares for the second coming. And in Acts 4, Peter and John stand before powerful religious authorities, not because they committed a crime, but because they healed a broken man and spoke publicly about Jesus. It is a reminder that goodness, truth, and transformation can sometimes unsettle systems more than wrongdoing ever does. The historical setting of Acts 4 is tense and dangerous. Peter and John have healed a man crippled from birth at the temple gate, and crowds are astonished. But the religious leaders are alarmed because the apostles boldly proclaim that the healing happened through the power of the risen Christ. These same authorities had recently overseen Jesus' crucifixion, and now they are confronted with his followers speaking with unexpected courage. What astonishes them most is not the apostles' education or social status, but the undeniable reality that these ordinary men had been with Jesus. That phrase speaks powerfully to Christians today. in an age obsessed with credentials, influence, and public image. Acts reminds us that spiritual authority does not begin with human prestige, but with genuine intimacy with Christ. The world may admire polished personalities, but the gospel changes lives through people whose hearts have been shaped in the presence of God. The vision of the book of Ezekiel chapter 1 deepens this message beautifully. Ezekiel sees the glory of God moving beyond familiar boundaries, carried on wheels full of eyes and living creatures, moving in every direction without turning back. God's presence is not trapped inside buildings, institutions, or political systems. Even in exile, God is active, sovereign, and near. In the same way, Acts reveals that the reason Christ cannot be silenced by threats, imprisoned by fear, or confined to religious structures. The Spirit continues moving outward through ordinary believers into a broken and anxious world. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote that silence in the face of evil is itself evil. That insight resonates deeply in our time. Christians today live in societies marked by political tension, misinformation, loneliness, injustice, war, and spiritual confusion. There is often pressure to privatize faith, soften conviction, or remain silent in order to avoid discomfort. Yet Peter's words remain strikingly relevant. We cannot keep from speaking about what we have seen and heard. This does not mean Christians become arrogant, combative, or self-righteous. Boldness in the New Testament is not loudness, it is faithfulness. It is the quiet courage to speak truth with compassion, to defend dignity when others are mocked, to remain hopeful when cynicism dominates, and to live with integrity in a culture often shaped by fear or performance. Perhaps the greatest challenge for the modern church is not persecution, but distraction. Many believers are not threatened into silence, they are simply overwhelmed into passivity. Yet Acts reminds us that even ordinary people become courageous witnesses when they have truly encountered Christ. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, can others recognize in my life that I have been with Jesus? And number two, where might fear or social pressure be preventing me from living or speaking faithfully? And now our practical exercise for the day. Intentionally encourage or support someone who may feel overlooked, discouraged, or voiceless. A quiet act of courage or kindness may become a powerful witness to Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, give us the courage to follow you faithfully in fearful times. Fill us with your Spirit so that our words, actions, and lives may reflect your truth with humility and love. May we, when we are tempted to remain silent, strengthen us. When we feel weak, remind us that your power works through ordinary people. Make us people who have truly been with you, and through us bring hope, healing, and peace to a wounded world. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.